Of the night, oh, get in love. to that. You know what I feel inside. remember once going for Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young concert, and they tuned for 20 minutes. And then David Crosby said, "We tune because we care." So that's why I tune. This is a new song for my new album. This is a song about what's this about? It's called A Whole New World. There was a candle in the corner and a hole in the roof. Felt like we were passing through an eclipse, but I had no proof. It was a whole new world. He found his car in the moonlight with a brand new dent. He thought it was revenge, but it was just an accident. It was a whole new world. I was a different man. You were the same. Talk about Ulysses, Genghis Khan. I guess everybody needs someone they're gonna put the blame on. Well, I got a reason. I cannot fall. My kind of responsibilities make a show. I was a different man. You were the same girl. We put away the dishes and put the baby to sleep. You think that you're exhausted until your eyes finally meet. Everybody talking about commitment. Everybody saying what they need. Oh, but I didn't know nothing until I had this extra mouth to feed. It was a whole new world. I was a different man. You were the same. Well, you can talk about Ulysses. Oh. everybody needs someone. They're gonna put the blame on. Well, I got a reason. I cannot fall. My kind of responsibilities make a short man tall. Fate always meant something about being rich and famous, you know? But now I don't believe in fate anymore. I believe in destiny, destino.
Like, if 20 years ago someone would have told me, Elliot, 20 years from today, you're going to be in Sesto Calenti, playing for the Carlinis, with Paolo and Paolo. Well, that's destiny, huh?
But you can't hear them now. You under the covers as I stayed there for a while.
In a circus tent, down on my knees,
swinging right above me is this girl on a trapeze.
Ooh,
this is a new song called Real Time. I used to be a loser. There's money there too. There's a myth maker's market to bury you. Of the night I say nothing. That is an old and cliche. But when I wake up in the morning, it's a real cliche. The sacred voice of the announcer tells me what hour is best. But what time it isn't real time, can you guess? The clock was ticking my moon shadows off the wall. And I was dreaming of a white falls. And then I woke to a business call. Take a look at these new figures.
they can't possibly be right. They say this whole thing's gonna fall down overnight. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I'm acting out. I see a lot of bad actors with some heavy clouds who say the end is coming, but it's not really here. It's what's gonna happen in the meantime is what I fear. Load us down with software and virtual reality. They think our systems are compatible, but real time don't agree. The clock was ticking, moon shadows off the wall, and I was dreaming of a Hawaiian waterfall. And then I woke to a business call. I see the future in stained glass, hearing aids for the young, and a universe of aging celebrities on the run, and made for TV movies, repackaged compact discs. They call it home entertainment. It's the same old shit. Why don't we try to get quiet and try to read a book? It don't matter if it's the Bible or learning how to cook. Said, come the future, you got 15 minutes of fame. You want to be famous in real time, you gotta be insane. The clock was ticking, moon shadows off the wall, and I was dreaming of. A business
to Rome. The age of history.
Welcome the age of glitter and gold. This is the perfect time for me. I'm always late and I arrive too soon. This is the epicenter. This is where everything peaks. This is the epicenter. Girls collide when you need. You say you don't like it. I say, what's wrong with you? You got a conscience of something, and man, that's all through. This song is called The Epicenter. This is a song about the lack of romance in the modern world. Today we just have virtual moments. You know, to be a songwriter today, it's a complicated job. You gotta write about, you know, acid rain. In the old days, you could just write songs about, you know, the rain, losing your girlfriend or something. So I'll give you an example. Bittersweet key of A minor. You know? It's my favorite key. You know? It's like you're leaving someplace and you don't feel good about it. Like there is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been. That's all I know. There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. I can't find no relief. A business man may drink my wine and found that so my earth. Nobody love it is. Yeah. and gentlemen, I would like to introduce the band to you. On the drums tonight, John Bonham on the drums right here. On the bass guitar, Sid Vicious on the bass guitar. On the rhythm guitar, my dear friend Johnny Thunders on the rhythm guitar. On the lead guitar, Jimi Hendrix on the rhythm guitar. Keyboard for the first time and only a Hobo Festival, Amadeus Mozart on the keyboards right there. Now, who am I to collect these thoughts and who am I to judge? I start looking down, I get so fucked up. You're a reflection, baby. Everything about me, this world is just a movie set. You are what you see. Myself one of the leading experts in the world in this particular thing here. I can play this thing here for 5 or 6 hours. Oh, you don't think so? Okay. I can eat pizza while I play this thing. Watch TV. The only thing is I forgot how to stop. How do you say stop in Italian? Basta, right? Basta. Just the other day, thinking about Brian Jones and the Final Getaway. When a man with a collar couldn't see me, he said, "Son, why do you greet me this away? But what I say, well, everybody needs mercy. A little touch of God, we're just looking for mercy and the strength to live on. These nurses are blue and the sky is turning black. Oh man, I can't seem to get up off of my back. I hear this voice that keeps calling. Oh, I'm trying hard to stop all in his way. But that's okay, cause everybody needs mercy. A little touch of God, we're all looking for mercy. The strength to live on. Some people here tonight who play the guitar, maybe. Maybe this whole audience plays the guitar. Well, when you go home, don't try this thing alone, you know, at home. One time I was playing this thing for about 5 or 6 hours, and I put down the guitar, went to bed, woke up the next day, picked up the telephone, and all I could say was boom, 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 boom. I went to the doctor right away. The doctor said, "What's wrong with you, son?" I said, "Boom, boom, boom, boom." He said, "Oh, I see." And he took out a very big book, medical book, and he looked it up. He said, "Oh, son, you are suffering from the John Lee Hooker syndrome." He said, "There's only one cure. You gotta sing a verse of boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Take it in my arms. I'm in love with you. Boom, boom, boom." This is another song from a new album. This is the name of the album, and this is a song about cutting your losses and moving on. It's called Selling the Gold.
There's a store on 47th Street, and
fact, I know quite a few. You got some jewelry that you want to sell, but they're going to buy it from you. And all you got to do is just put one foot in front of another and say goodbye to your lover and move on. Strange things can happen. You didn't hold the key. One door is closing to an open door you just can't see. And all you got to do is just put one foot in front of another, say goodbye to your lover, and move on. Selling the gold. Ooh. Selling the gold. Ooh. Selling the gold. Selling the gold.
Thank you very much. It's really been a pleasure to play for you tonight. And I want to thank Paolo and Carlo. This is really, they are unique in the world in their passion for music. And it's a great privilege for me to be here tonight and play with all these incredible talents. I mean, there's some people here I've been waiting to see for years. And nights like this don't happen very often.
You down, and like a fox we used to know around. You kind of guy was so very few. Don't ever let it get the best of you. So he's working like a dog each day, and every week there'd be this overtime pay. So on time he buys a Cadillac car. On the weekends they would drive so far, and then they'd say, get up, it gets you down. And like a boxer you can spin around. You kind of guy was so very few. Don't you ever let him get the best of you. And they don't slow down. America's such a speedy town. Hot, hot, close, high society. He said he'd never get the best of me. This song is called Just a Story from America, but this rhythm is actually stolen from Cuba. This is kind of a salsa rhythm. And you know, just before I came here, I was in New York and I was speaking to this drummer. And he said, Elliot, you know that salsa rhythm you play in that song? I said, yeah. He said, you know, there's really two cities in the world that understand that rhythm. The first is Havana, Cuba. And he said, the second is this city. It's called Sesto something. Sesto, Colombia. And the only reason I mention that is because what I'd really like to do is play lead guitar, but I need some, like, percussion, you know. So if you could all play this instrument that goes,
I just want to say tonight, this concert tonight is part of the Elliott Murphy Comeback Tour, which I began in 1982. And the reason I did was because I was once in the city of Milwaukee. Do you know Milwaukee? Yeah, it's exactly the same as Sesto. And anyway, I was in Milwaukee and I was in this recording studio and making some music, and this very beautiful woman walked in. She listened to the music and she said, "You know what? This sounds just like Elliott Murphy." And I said, "Oh, really? Do you like the music of Elliott Murphy?" She said, "Yeah, I really used to like it before." I said, "Before? Before what?" She said, "Well, Elliott Murphy is dead." I said, "What?" I said, "What happened?" She said, "Well, I heard he went over to Paris and he was hanging out with Jim Morrison. I think it was Jim's bathtub that got him again, you know." So tonight, at the Only a Hobo Festival, I just want to say, Elliott Murphy is alive and well, living in Paris. Thank you very much.